Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Breaking glass.
have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Empty bowl, hot and cold like a furnace.
Thank you. sufferer loves to live. You got so much advice to give. If only sufferer lunch at night. Kings to the left, squares to the right. With love so dull, searching for a third, that's what I heard. A thousand different shapes, all those multiple takes, how the heavy heart aches. Yes, it is. Yeah. And there's a look in your eye, come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Cast a spell, can't you tell, can't you tell? It's all science fiction, baby. Now you're casting your doubts. Yeah, you're practicing paths. The ends become outs. Hey, come out. I said come out. Yeah, come out. And there's a look in your eye. Come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Can't talk one-on-one anymore. Can barely talk to a crowd. Still step up to the microphone, pontificating.
Seemed really depressed.
Had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
Looking for a fight.
Lance Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.